Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank everybody for listening in. Having a little technical difficulties setting up the show, but thank everybody for listening in. Now, today's show, I'm your host, Tony Smith, and today's show is Eric Reinberg and David Cobb, Democrat Co-opters. Now, people are probably like, oh, why are they Democrat co-opters? Well, we're going to take you through a timeline on the whole situation. And then I'm going to take you through some posts on Facebook that I had to deal with as well. So, the whole situation is this. We got David Cobb, who is supposedly the leader of the Green Party. That's what he's looked upon as, right? But in past shows, and if you go to our YouTube page, you go to our Facebook page, you can find these videos. I have David Cobb Sheepdog, David Cobb Bernie Sanders Sheepdogs. We have a number of videos. Counterpunch is a website that covers Green news regularly. And obviously they covered the 2004 election. So we're going to rewind this all the way back so you can get a full understanding as to why, you know, things are the way they are, right? Okay. 2000, Ralph Nader garners over 2 million votes in the election. Ralph Nader garnered that, right? Okay, so you got 2000. Okay, so simultaneously in 2000, what happens is the MSM labels Ralph Nader the spoiler because Al Gore loses the election to George W. Bush when George W. Bush stole the election in Florida. His brother was the governor. He set it up. Ralph Nader's the one who took the fall. And Greens have been taking the fall for Democrats ever since. So you got that. Then in 2004, you got everybody wanting Nader. Nader has the notoriety. Nader has the advantage. Nader has the voters and the supporters. And David Cobb comes out and runs against him. So we're going to start in August 7, 2004. How David Cobb became the Green Party nominee, even though he only got 12% of the vote. How did David Cobb become the Green Party presidential nominee against the overwhelmingly majority of the Green Party? The answer is quite simple. The Green Party followed a policy that is fundamentally undemocratic and allowed the will of its members to be manipulated. In five states, registered Green Party members who are the rank and file of the party had the opportunity to vote in a primary or presidential primary. These five primaries represent the majority of registered Greens in the country. The five primaries took place in California, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Washington, D.C., and Rhode Island. Today, Greens enjoy a hub in Oregon, Washington, as well as in Maine, and parts of Vermont and New Hampshire. The total number of votes cast for a presidential candidate, as recorded by Ballot Access News, was 45,733. The results from these primaries for the leading three candidates are as follows. Nader, 33,255 with 72.7% of the vote. Cobb with 5,569, which is 12.2% of the vote. Then you had Salzman for 4,953, 10.8%, and then down the line, whoever else ran. In the three largest states, California, Massachusetts, and New Mexico, David Cobb was defeated. In California, he was beaten 6-1 by Nader, and Lorene Salzman almost tied him for second place. In Massachusetts, he was beaten by Lorena Salzman, and in New Mexico by Carol Miller. Both Lorena Salzman and Carol Miller endorsed the Nader Camacho campaign. In D.C., Cobb received 37% of all votes cast. The total number of votes cast in Washington, D.C. primary, including write-in votes, was 374. Cobb faced only one local opponent, yet received only 138 votes. In Rhode Island primary, the one state Cobb actually won more than 50% of the vote, only 89 votes were cast. The primary ballot only included Kent, Mesplay, and Cobb. It did not even include New York's presidential nominee, Lorena Salzman. The vote was 71 for Cobb and 18 for Mesplay. Overall, the total primary vote for candidates who support Nader Camacho was over 83% compared to Cobb's 12.2%. Where Greens actually were able to vote, Cobb was roundedly defeated. The nominating meeting, the will of the few, and selected. This is the coup d'etat that took place in 2004. If you look at the 2016 election, this is exactly what happened in 2004 to the Greens, what happened in 2016. In all other states, Green Party delegates were chosen at nominating meetings. These meetings varied in size but were overall quite small. The National Green Party website never reported the number of votes cast at any of the state nominating meetings. This cover-up, whether intentional or not, hid from Greens the small number of voters that were determining how large numbers of delegates were proportioned between the candidates. nor did the website explain the delegate formula or justify the size of each state's delegation so that Greens could follow the process. In fact, the formula completely ignores the number of Greens registered in each state as a determinant for the number of delegates. Most Greens assume that delegates were proportioned according to a one-person, one-vote system, as any Democratic organization would normally assume. Only the Cobb campaign organized the turnout of their supporters for these nominating meetings. This enabled Cobb to appear to have a higher percentage of support than he would gain if local Greens had an easier way of expressing their views, such as a primary. In caucuses, where the turnout was relatively large, Cobb often did poorly. But in some cases, Cobb supporters were able to get around their low vote count by packing the delegation selection. For example, in Maine, where Nader's name was on the ballot, Nader defeated Cobb 52-42. The remaining 65 votes went to 13 other candidates. In percentage, these votes represent 33% for Nader and 26% for Cobb. Yet, during the vote at the convention in Milwaukee, same thing happened to Bernie Sanders. 18 out of the 19 Maine delegates voted for Cobb and one for Nader, or 95% for Cobb and 5% for Nader. Same thing happened to Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire when he won New Hampshire, but Hillary got 11 delegates and he got 7. Also, like in the DNC, Hillary Clinton ran the DNC. Pretty much David Cobb runs the Democratic or the Green Party National Committee, except for the chairs themselves. He does not have sway over them. So this is ultimately the situation. You know, the 2004 situation, so for 13 years it has been this situation that nobody addresses, and we continue to do. So let's look at it from this perspective. From 2000 to 2016, 16 years. 2.8 million votes for Nader in 2016, 1.4 million for Jill Stein. Is that growth? No. Because we've been trying to pick up steam since the 2004 coup d'etat. Ralph Nader went independent because he was pushed out. It was a coup. It's the exact same situation. The Hillary Clinton Foundation bankrolling the DNC and the Liberty Tree Foundation, which is David Cobb is a part of, is, and I can't prove it, but in my view, helped bankroll his campaign as well as been bankrolling the Green Party ever since 2004. I can't prove it, but that's my view. I would hope that they would come on the show. I doubt it. But I'm not afraid for them to come on the show, and I would hope that they would, but I doubt that they do. So that's the situation, brothers and sisters. Now, with Eric Ryberg, he was a Democrat. Voted for Bernie, Bernie or bust, all of that, right? He has Native American background, not that that matters, but in my view, he used that to his advantage in order to gain power. In my view, Eric Ryberg is in this for power and prestige rather than grassroots activism. And he has got under the wing of David Cobb, and now is the spokesperson for the Green Party in California. How does that happen? Because Green Party in California is the hub of the Green Party. David Cobb, in order to control the Green Party, needs to control the Colorado Green Party and the California Green Party. He controls those two parties. He controls the Green Party. And then he could start pushing out people in the National Committee, in the Steering Committee, and in the Media Committee. He could start making moves. And people are so stuck on their positions as far as chairmanships and their activism. They got their heads so far up their own asses, they don't even see what's going on. And half these people ain't been in the party 10 years. So that's the situation we're facing in the Green Party, which should be the party of the people, by the people, and for the people, but it's not at this point. It hasn't grown out of its infant stage of thinking that it's something. It's nothing. The people make who what the party is. So it's got to go from the ground up, not the top down. I see it's a bunch of people listening in. Y'all listening in, but nobody's calling in. If you call in at 914-205-5327, we can go ahead and take your calls. And this is the view why David Cobb is a Democrat co-op. He ran with Democrats. He voted with Jesse Jackson in the Democrat primary for Jesse Jackson. He deal with the Democrats. Ben Mansky, who was a Green Party chair, National Green Party chair, founder of the Liberty Foundation, he had Democrat ties as well. All you have to do is look at the voter totals from 2000 to 2016 to know that the Green Party is going nowhere fast. You know why it was 1.4 million votes and a lot of the other votes were stolen, but you know why there was even that many? Is because it was a referendum vote on what happened to Sanders. That's why Eric Ryberg is in the Green Party, because of what happened to Sanders. And then they say this is outreach to the burners to get them to go green, but no, it's not. What it is bringing the Green Party in alongside of the Democrats so that we could be a party alongside of the Democrats as opposed to being their opposition, and we should oppose them. Should oppose the entire duopoly. Now, Eric Ryberg hasn't been in politics or has made any real connections politically to be listed as one who is sold out or one who has ties with foundations and whatnot. But he is under the wing of David Cobb and is pushing David Cobb's agenda. Now, I'm going to show you, I'm going to go through this post quick with you guys. And I wish Kenneth Sanders and Eric Ryberg and David Cobb and all the rest of them, I wish they would have showed up tonight and we could have talked this thing out, because I'm reasonable. But you're not finna sit here and just unilaterally run things. You're not going to do that. Now, what's been happening is people have been searching my affiliation out, you know, with the Indiana Green Party and the Circle City Greens, and finding that I don't really go to meetings and that sort of thing, which I don't. But I am advocating that we do, and I'm going to start, and I said that. I said I don't go to them. They boring. But, you know, it's got to be done because look what's happening with us not going to the meetings, being co-opted. So we got to start showing up, and I'm finna be the first one to stand up and start doing it. Now, I've had Alex Shands, who is, and Chris Weldon, both of them run with Eric Ryberg, and they have been slandering me, bringing posts up about what I said about Trump, trying to label me a right winger and label me a Trump supporter. And this is what my end post of the whole matter was. And I said, my whole issue with this whole thing with Trump is the Green Party influencers are toting the Democrat line in their stances, working with Democrat groups and pretending to grow the Green Party. I believe Jill Stein is good at heart, but is influenced by Cobb and the Liberty Tree Foundation. We cannot have a Democrat-style fundraising and recruiting outfit where politics happens from the top down, and that's what's going on right now. They are feeding us their information from their Green News Network that they started after I started mine in July of 2016. We were the Bernie-crat radio network from April to July. And then in July, we rebranded to the Green News Network. Then in December, David Cobb comes out with his Green News Network. I went to try to sue them for taking the name and then found that I trademarked the Green News Network, whether their name was Green News Network. And I didn't even take that into consideration when I trademarked it. So that's the situation there, why there is two Green News Networks. So now there is a campaign to say that I'm the fraudulent Green News Network, which I'm not. And, you know, I got them all just coming at me, but that's fine. And David Cobb, the ones who I'm actually have the beef with, will not directly address me on any of these matters. I challenge them to come onto the show. Come on, let's talk this out. But, of course, you know the response. So, all you guys got to do is look up the Liberty Tree Foundation. You'll find out that David Cobb's a part of it. Jill Stein is a part of it. And Ben Mansky is the chairman. And it is a slush fund. And I can't prove it because their funding is not available. And if they do present their funding, they'll present what they want to. So, you know, they'll leave out $750,000 and say we only get $9,000. You know, so you can't even trust what they would bring out if they were to even bring out what you know, they're bringing in. But anybody who is with a foundation, you have an agenda. We don't need no foundations. It's like the Clinton Foundation for the DNC. I knew we didn't need that foundation a part of the DNC. And then what you come to find out? That she was bankrolling the DNC with that foundation. Hillary Clinton was. It's the same situation that's going on in the Green Party. Same situation, brothers and sisters. So, that's what the whole hoopla is about everything. It is because I'm opening my mouth. That's the only reason why there's a problem. because I'm opening my mouth. So, David Cobb is a co-opter of the Democrat Party. He say he trying to grow the Green Party. He ain't. He takes on things like amend, now, you know, where to amend the Citizens United, take away corporations as being persons. You know, he got into those little things. But those things was to show you that he is for the people and he has activism background. And but if you look into his practice as a lawyer, he represented those very corporations who he says that they don't need to be people. But he represented them when he practiced law. I would like to ask him about that and see what his answer is about that. I would like to ask him about the co-opting of the Green Party. I would like to ask him why our voters are short. I would like to ask him. I want to ask Eric Ryberg, why are you toting David Cobb's line? What makes you support him so much? It's something. Jill Stein is a genuine leader, but for some reason she's influenced by David Cobb. It may be her ties to the Liberty Tree Foundation. She's a director on the board of directors. It's little stuff like this is why people don't trust the David Cobb situation, Eric Ryberg situation, Jill Stein situation. The only trustworthy one in the whole bunch is Ojamo Baraka, and everybody hates him because he deals with black liberation, and they think he's a racist. And he's the only one who's pure and clean of all this. And he avidly speaks about not dealing with Democrats. And Jill Stein would go further if she didn't have to deal with David Cobb, in my view. But all this stuff is readily available for you, brothers and sisters. All these articles from 2004. I was reading this stuff, but, you know, I was scared, and I was like, nope, I'm going to vote for the nominee. And that's exactly what the people did, right? Nope, I'm going to vote for the nominee. Even though Bernie Sanders got the election stolen from him, I'm going to vote for the nominee. It's exactly what we did in 2004. Ralph Nader pulled Jerry Maguire and said, who's coming with me? And nobody came. So that's where we are, brothers and sisters. Eric Ryberg and David Cobb are the Democrat co-opters in the Green Party. We get rid of both of them, I guarantee the Green Party will grow tremendously. But it's how are you going to get rid of those people when this is a Democratic organization? It's up to you guys, brothers and sisters. It's up to you to stop listening to them. It's up to you to quit liking their posts. It's up to you to start lashing out and saying, hey, what about this? It's up to you. I've been taking hit after hit after hit. We've been demonetized, intimidated. I mean, you name it, we done been through it. And for what? Just because there is dissent? They're posting right now on Facebook, brothers and sisters. Right now on Facebook, they are still fight me. Weldon just said, we are thinking for ourselves. That's why we keep calling you out on your BS division and lies. I'm not bringing division and lies. There's a fact that David Cobb stole the election. And there's a fact that it was a coup in 2004. And it's a fact that Ralph Nader had 2.8 million votes in 2000. And in 2016, we only have 1.4. That ain't growth. A CEO would be fired with those numbers. But we still line up behind them, don't we? We need to stop doing that and just deal with the local parties. And a lot of the old head greens kept saying that for a long time, and I used to be like, no, we got to make the party national. We got to go national. We do need to run national candidates, but the foundation, the base, needs to be local. The Republicans do it, and look at, they control most of the local legislatures. Local is where it's at. And through the local is how the federal is going to go through. So that's the situation. So I just wanted to put that out there. I want to thank everybody for listening in. And that's pretty much it as far as the Eric Ryberg and David Cobb Democrat co-opter situation is. Because I can show you and I can dig through and I can look up Liberty Tree Foundation, find out Jill Stein and David Cobb are a part of it, and Ben Mansky. Look up Ben Mansky, find him out, find out where he comes from, and you'll find out that he's indirectly connected to George Soros. And then going through David Cobb, you'll find Eric Ryberg, who is David Cobb's lackey, who does David Cobb's dirty work. Just like Larry Nichols was for Hillary Clinton. And I know a lot of you guys don't even know who Larry Nichols is. But anybody who's been in this game for a long time, you know who Larry Nichols is. So that is who Eric Ryberg, unbeknownst to himself, who he's being. He doesn't even know it. He is Vince Foster. He don't know it. He is the Fall Guy. He don't know it. But who am I? It's speculation, right? No proof, right? So I'm going to leave you brothers and sisters with that. The Green Party is being co-opted by David Cobb, and Eric Ryberg is pushing the propaganda so that Cobb can continue his slow but steady takeover of the Green Party. It's taken him 13 years to get to this point to where he is completely influential in the party. If you think of David Cobb today, now you think of the Green Party. And he's been working 13 straight years to get that done. So you look into that, and if you find out what I found out and you agree, let's come together and get David Cobb, either put him out of the party or get him to address these issues. That's it. I respect David Cobb for all of his work, whether it was for power or genuine activism. I respect him for what he's done over his life. Eric Ryberg, I respect what he's done and what he's able to have accomplished. You know, I respect both of them. But both of them are on shady terms. Both of them seek power. And you could just tell by how they act. You know, Eric Reinberg's all happy and nice, and then attacks you in the night on Facebook. I disagree with Antifa. He agrees with Antifa. I told him Antifa is a violent organization. He believes that the charter in the Green Party's 10 principles says that violence is okay when you are being violated, which in my view, no violence is okay ever. So, Antifa, violent organization. No place being supported. MMT, a cult. No place in the Green Party. They support these organizations, brothers and sisters. Look, talk to them about it. They'll tell you. And look up David Cobb. He has a history that you can follow. Eric Reinberg don't have much of a history except for he come from the Democrat Party and he's on a bunch of news during 2016. And he takes a bunch of pictures. But he doesn't have a history, really. David Cobb does. Search him out. Then you'll find out, when you search him out, Eric Reinberg is his new guy. And he's positioning him to run the California Green Party for David Cobb while he runs the entire party. David Cobb and Eric Reinberg is to Robert De Niro to Joe Pesci in their gangster movies. That's what this is. And you can believe me or you don't have to believe me. That's up to you. But what I do recommend you do is at least search out what I'm saying. Why is this in my mind? Why do I have these thoughts? And why is there information available for the thoughts that I have? Ask yourselves that, brothers and sisters, and search it out. I was going to come on this show gun-ho, bring you all the facts and lay it all out, but I just wanted to sit here and talk to y'all, brothers and sisters, because I've been fighting for days, and I'm tired of fighting. So I wanted to reason with my brothers and sisters tonight on this show, the State of the Green Union, because I think the State of the Green Union can be strong when real greens stand up. And all these people who want power sit the hell down. Or use your lust for power for good. Actually do something to be remembered for. Felina Farley just said, we have 10 key values. Some greens focus on a few of those values out of the 10 more than others. We're pretty diverse in opinions. However, when it comes to social media, algorithms, and clicks, I wish all haters would STFU, shut the fuck up. They don't even know what they're talking about half the time when it comes to namesake on the internet and SEQ. Just petty. This who is the real GNN debate is nowhere near the S-storm we went through with the Nina Turner fiasco. Now that was a hot mess, shaking my damn head. I'm so tired of being brung up. I hear you, girl. It's stupid. But But what they have to do is go through these identity politics to have any power. Talk to them about a Green New Deal. You'll shut them up. Talk to them about the issues. You'll shut them up. So this is the whole situation. I'm still looking for the callers. I can't believe usually y'all told me, look, I got the show opened up for callers and ain't nobody calling in. It was 9 in the last show, now it ain't none. And Felina Farley just said this. Support H.R. 40 Commissioner Study and Develop Reparation Proposal for African Americans Act. Come on. Exactly. Pay attention, please. You're green. She is totally right. And we busy on identity politics. Well, we should be supporting real legislation and moving it. It's ridiculous. So, brothers and sisters, it doesn't seem to me that nobody's going to show up. And I had the open forum here for all of you to come. David Cobb, I had it open for you. Eric Ryberg, I had it open for you. The Shans dude, I had it open for you. All of those people who was on those posts. Kenneth Sanders, all of you. Where are you? I put it on your posts last night, and you're not here. Because you're all cowards, and you're drive-by activists. You're fakes, and you call me a fake. What the Green Party needs to do is start dealing with the grassroots. The grassroots needs to stand up. That's ultimately it. Ultimately. So I'm going to conclude, brothers and sisters, because I don't think anybody's going to show up. I see, like, hold on. Jesus, it's 584 people listening in to this show tonight. Nobody's called in the queue. Nobody. What's that about? I showed up, so it is what it is. Here's my conclusion, brothers and sisters. David Cobb is a co-opter. He was a Democrat in the 80s, and he's never left him. Bernie Sanders is also a co-opter. He is a sheepdog. So is David Cobb, and they both sheepdog for the duopoly because they know people want to get out of it. But they're trying to hold us in the duopoly, even through a third party trying to hold us within the duopoly. The controlled opposition, brothers and sisters, we got to break free of it and know who's controlled opposition. David Cobb is controlled opposition. Eric Ryberg is controlled opposition because he supports David Cobb. David Cobb was in our chat. I went on his show. I asked him when we're going to focus on the Greens. He said that you get more with honey than vinegar. But you've been pouring honey on this thing for 13 years, and all we got is 1.4 million votes to show for it. So deal with that reality. So I just want to thank everybody for listening in to the show tonight. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. I thought we would get some callers calling in because everybody was so up in arms on Facebook. And I'm here ready to take your calls. And nobody's here. But y'all listening in, I see it's like 600 people. But it is what it is. I love all y'all brothers and sisters. I'm glad y'all come listening to the show. So that's the situation. David Cobb is a co-opter. He stole the Green Party election in 2004, and he's been driving us down a terrible identity politics and political correctness path ever since, and setting us up to be the party alongside the Democrat Party instead of an opposition party to the duopoly. That is what's going on. And what we want addressed is your theft of the election in 2004, David Cobb, and we want you to address why we have not moved forward when you took on the mantle as the party caretaker after Ralph Nader flew the coop. You need to address this. Eric Ryberg, you need to address why you down people who don't agree with you. You need to address why you go strictly for what Cobb tells you to do. You are clearly a lapdog of David Cobb. And there's others of them, too. Insight News Network, them, too. All of them Cobbites. So that's the show, brothers and sisters. Eric Ryberg and David Cobb are Democrat co-opters. They are not to be trusted, and hopefully one of these days we can throw them out of the party. So with that, I thank you all for listening in. Hope everyone have a good night, and until we meet again at the appointed time. Good night, everybody.